Blog Talk Radio.
Changes in Chicago, Hal Washington. If you don't know him, put his name down. The first black mayor of Chicago. He did lots of changes. Lots of changes he did that to make Chicago more friendly, make it more safe for black people. And for all folks, because he was the mayor of Chicago. And if any mayor of any city, he got to be concerned about all the people. And I'm praying for the people city in Texas. They have tornado coming. Call me about 6 o'clock to his tornado warning. And I want to tell you, this is the Holy Week. This is the week of the anointing. This is the week of lots of evil going on. Up in New York, the man went in there, put a gas mask on, went to shoot. The people sick with demons in them. They crossed up and they messed up, young and old, because they're not taking things to God in prayer. I'm glad tonight to come to you. This is our crossing over night. We cross over, mean we cross over and talk to our ancestors. We cross over and talk to the embers in the spirit realm. That some of you not at the level to understand what it means when we say we cross over and talk to our ancestors. Sometimes we cross over for financial blessing. We cross over for healing. We cross over for God to do something for us that we can't do in the physical, but they can do it in the spirit realm, I say, like that. I want to say happy birthday to sister. I was at her birthday party, went by. Her party was nice. And, you know, it's good. I just want to, it's been the Holy Week. It's been the week, this whole week, we in prayer for you, those that need to get saved, those that need to take an oath to God, those that need a healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit, those that ain't got no hope. I want to give you hope. I want to thank Sister Kit for reading that 14th chapter of St. John. And there's so many people called about her reading in the combination with Mary Hawkins reading the 23rd number of Psalms. So I'm going to have both of them to read it again because it's a combination. And one lady said, the 23rd number of Psalms helped me. But when the lady read the 14th chapter of St. John, letting my heart be troubled, my heart was heavy. Look what's happening up in New York. The man put a gas mask on, put a cannon, and started shooting. They done caught him. You know, God, let me say, I want to invoke the spirit of Archangel Michael. People doing evil are doing wrong. They think they can't, they think they can get by. But you can't get by. God said hi, and he looked low. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. And we're looking for those that are looking for help. Those that look, you know, some of you got grandmothers died, aunts, family members died, and you've been disturbed because of death. This month, this week, is the Holy Week. What I mean, we talked about Jesus marching from judgment to judgment all. And Easter, they killed him Friday, they put him on the cross. But early Sunday morning, he got up and cleared all power. So we're working up to that. Sunday was Palm Sunday. My lady called me, I don't understand what Palm Sunday means. Jesus decided to go into town. He was riding the donkey. He went into town and the people seen him. Hosanna, Hosanna to his name. They were saying the Son of David, the most great it is. So that's what Palm Sunday is about. Now we're working up to the crucifixion. That's what we all this week, you see lots of things happening. People being killed on planes, people being killed on the boat, people getting burnt up, and you got evil people shooting people. So there's a lot of evil going on. You see what happened? People are trying to get to work. The men pulled a canister out, put a gas mask on and went to shooting. But everybody should have masks on anyway. All you had to do, put the mask on. You know, it's going to show you how much evil and wicked people that the devil have touched their heart and their mind. And can't nobody explain it out but Archangel Michael. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to say to you tonight, all is well. I want you to get ready for a spiritual breakthrough in your life. You was a bishop, I can't see it. But I can see God open up a door. I see God doing a healing for you. But you got to have faith. Hebrews 11, now faith is something. I just want you to have faith that God would deliver what he said he would deliver. God will give you, what he said he would give you. But you got to let go and let God. You got to make up your mind, woman, that God is the greatest thing in your life. Deborah Ann, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your son, who I talked to. And I told him it's going to be all right. Lots of young folks is disturbed right now. And they really, some of them is disobedient to their parents. So that's why lots going on. But so the violence and the robbing and the killing those evil people, those people doing that, and the one that went, this is the Holy Week. You got to watch where you go, what you're doing, get in and out. The virus is already back in some cities. You got to wear your mask. But I told you last month, it's not over yet. Wear your mask. I'm praying tonight in this Holy Week that the word of God will touch and heal that broken heart, heal that cancer, that cataract, that tumor, that high blood, that low blood, that sugar. And those that need a financial blessing, power to Almighty God that you're going to get your breakthrough. If you got a need this week, you need to plant that seed. This is the week for you to plant your seed. This is the Holy Week. This is the week for you to declare what you want God to do for you and your family. I got a lady who wrote a letter here, and she said, Bishop, here's my seed. And she put her son and her daughter name in the letter. I took and put it on the altar. Before the show, she called me and said, you know, you must put the letter on the altar. My son declared he wasn't going to drink no more, Bishop. And I didn't ask for it. He just said, Mama, I'm giving drinking up. She said she went to shouting in the house. God, hear and answer prayer. You know, a lady was saying how she had to make it. They had put her, they had took her from her parents at an early age, put on the prostitution road. But after she got out of that, she began to set up something to help young women that ain't got no parents and they need some help. God got what you want tonight. And God is too intelligent to make a mistake. You might make the mistake, but God ain't made no mistake. You have not, because you ask not. All the spirit of the prophet and the minister that we know, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Whatever your path might be, if you put God in it, it's going to work. The new business that I see, that some of you getting. And I see some of you going to get healed. One lady called and said, Bishop, I got coal in my bone. I said, who said that? She said, what the doctor said. And I began to pray. She began to pray. And she woke up and said, that was gone. Don't count God out. Don't count God out. When the doctor say you can't, God say you can. When the doctor say I don't know, God say I know all things. Them that diligent serve me. If you serve God, it's nothing that you can't have. It might seem like you're homeless. You might not have nowhere to stay. You've been in Vietnam and Korea and fought for this country. Here you is, outside under the bridge, under the tent. But I want to say all is well, because God still got you back. God still touching the family. I just want you to know that. Gary Wayne, I want to say to you, Sister Deborah Ann Anderson, Jerry Anderson, I can hear a spirit of Lena May saying, Bishop, put my family together and tell them they, the young folks got to listen. They're so divided. And I will do that, I share shape. And she from the spirit world and told me that. And I just want to say to you tonight, whatever you need, God got what you need and God got what you want. I want tonight to give you a word of power, a word of strength. God is able to heal. The lady was telling me about the lady fell and hurt her legs, and they give her so much longer, maybe 3-4, a half a year to get healed. But God can heal in one day. The lady broke her leg down in Baton Rouge. She went to the doctor. The doctor put a cast on it, so it's going to take about 6 months. We prayed for her, and that cast stayed on for a month. The bone healed. He took the cast off. The doctor said, I don't know what happened. Miracle from God. Power, prayer, the prayer, the power of prayer changes things. The power of prayer give healing and deliverance, move dementia, move high blood, move lung cancer, kidney cancer, move breast cancer. They were telling me that somebody had breast cancer, and she was a young person. I give it to God. When you give it to God, you leave it right there. Glory, hallelujah. On this holy week, I'm in prayer every morning, and I'm in prayer in the evening with you. I want you to know tonight that God, when you read the scriptures, God is going to tell you a little bit higher. Our ancestors come through and they help us go to another level. How I got over? I got over by the power of the Holy Ghost. I got over by the word of God. I got old by listening to grandma, grandfather, listen to our ancestors. So if you listen to your ancestors tonight, all is well. Let me say that again. All is well. I say our ancestors. Now, I'm going to have Mary, I see on the line, read the 23rd number. He said, the Lord is my shepherd that I should not want. And you have to be able to, David wrote that. David was letting everybody know that the Lord is my, I want to say this afternoon, this Holy Week, you got to know that God is the shepherd. And if you just let go to him with everything, they had a song, carry everything to God in prayer. And we got so sophisticated now that we don't want to pray no more. And we done got so sophisticated, even when we just believe the signs and say, you're going to have COVID, you're going to die. Can't nobody call death on you but God. God, the only one can say you're going to die or live. Man don't have the apostles. Man don't have the intelligence to do that. But I want you to be able tonight to rest. Now, if you got a dream that you've been dreaming, you press one, I will interpret your dream tonight. One lady said she had dreamed about a building on fire. Now, the building was on fire, but guess where it was? It was over in Africa. Then another lady said she dreamed that the water was rising up. That was a tsunami in China. And another lady said she dreamed that a whole house was flooded. That was down in Australia where they got floods. See, God brings dreams and vision to you. You got to be able to understand what the dream and the vision mean. See? And you got to be able to understand that when you ain't made up your mind, you know, to really serve God, to really stand on truth. And sometimes you really, you don't get nothing, you don't pray about it and really make a sacrifice. If you got a need tonight, so bitch, I got a need. I ask you to plant a seed in our ministry. Go to our website, it's theseedabrahamyoursite.com. Theseedabrahamyoursite.com. Hit the PayPal. Else you can go and post up box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, 6628. Write the letter, put your request in there. I'll take and put it on the altar, and I pray that you get success. I've been praying for some of you already, and some of you have been getting great. You've been getting great reviews, and things been happening for you. But I want you to read this week, all the week, Psalms 23, St. John. 14th chapter of St. John, 7 verses. And Psalms 119. I just want you to read that all the week up to Good Friday. And you know, I'm bringing the word Good Friday. And Sunday morning, I'll be over at the Hilton. And we're going to pray and have a little early morning. Get up, sit back for a comeback. So I think you need to get up to what you want to go. You can't depend on your children. Can't depend on your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, your cousin. You depend on God. And once God says done, it's already done. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim. I'm praying for you, Sister Pearl. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love tonight. I'm praying. Neat, I'm praying for you. Okay. Net, I'm praying for you down in Mississippi. Those in Yazoo City, Mother Love in Yazoo City, I'm praying. Those in Birmingham, Alabama, Brother Cook, praying for you in Birmingham. Brother Joe in Atlanta, I'm praying for you. Lisa, I'm praying for you. Those in Monroe, I'm praying for. Those in Texas, I'm praying. Those in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia. And those are in St. Paul, Minnesota, Indianapolis, Minnesota, Indiana. God is still hearing and answering right now. And I want you to know, when we put Brother Hal Washington in Chicago, after Hal Washington, he put Barack Obama in as president. That was the will of God and the request of the ancestors, I share with you. Anytime a great move, it be because of the ancestors. It be because of what God have put before us, what God have did. That's what that's been about all the time. I'm going to have Sister Mary to read the 23rd number, something that I'm going to pray. Then I'm going to have Sister Kit to read the 14th chapter of St. John. And I don't want nobody tonight to be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Whatever it is, take the time out and give it to God. You say, well, Bishop, I don't understand it. It ain't for you to understand. It's for you to go to a higher calling. It's for you to go to somebody at the top. And God is at the top. And he's going to make everything all right. He said high, he looked low. But every little thing going to be all right. With all this water going on over there, and I looked. And I said, look what's going on. God is still in control. Don't get emotional. Don't worry. All you got to say, God, touch. The woman, they got nowhere to stay. The man, they got nowhere to stay. God, touch. And when you call on God, Michael, Raphael, and all the archangels going to come on this holy week to give you a breakthrough, to give you a deliverance that you need from God. Whatever you need, God got it. You say, well, Bishop, I've been waiting, but you got to trust with all your body, mind, soul, and spirit. You know there's a lot of evil out here this week. This is demonic spirits fighting. You can hear about planes falling, helicopters falling, ships. You can hear about fire because a lot's going on. This is the Passover week. This is the week that my Jesus went to me all, and they hung him. They put him on the cross Good Friday. So we're going through that period now. So it's time for you to kind of sit still. People losing their mind because they're caught up with demonic spirit. Yeah, they're caught up with demonic spirit. They try to block you from your finance. Try to block you from what God is going to give you. My thing tonight is, as we cross over, there's so many people in the spirit realm right now, packed. So many murders, they still finding graves. They every town, let me prophesy to you, town where Russia went, you can find they buried mass graves. They're going to find out, I'm telling you now, that they're using chemicals. Some kind of chemical make them people just lay down and get sick. Some kind of chemical they're using. The world community got to wake up. Because today is there, tomorrow it's going to be on your doorstep. New York, California, Chicago. But what I'm saying tonight, as we go in the Holy Week, I was telling you this whole month was a month of loss went on. Dr. King was assassinated in this month. Loss went on. And when you look at where we're at now, we got to go to the next level. Prayer changes things. And your healing is more important than silver and gold. Your mind is more important than silver and gold. Lots of people getting dementia because chemtrails in the air and fire is fire. Why come that fire come back? Because it's something that releases an element. And you notice sometimes in these cities when they get warm, they have 10 and 12 kids. They have more killing in Chicago that more killing in Chicago, New York, and California they get, they have on the wall where they fighting at. You know, Russia is in a war, but we know Baton Rouge ain't in no war, Atlanta not in a war, but there's more killing black on black go on because of negativity that's in the Astro. Get ready, get your Bible. And I want to prophesy this to you tonight. All is well. I share our ancestors. And whatever you need, I just see somebody money being released tonight. I see somebody that they need a financial breakthrough. It's coming quick, fast, in a hurry. Okay. God bless you tonight. I spent every telephone call, every letter. Mary Hawking, God bless you. How you doing today?
I'm okay.
Mary, I want to say this to him. You know, this is the Holy Week, and most time down south, they be cooking pies and cakes. They getting ready for Easter. A lady just called me, told me that she was cooking a turkey. And I said, but it's a shortage. She's a bishop. Ain't no shortage when you want to eat something. Now, people holler there's a shortage, but it's enough food to feed you and other family. But, you know, they let the newspaper say, oh, it's a shortage. Or everything's so high. What do you think when the down south people couldn't get in there to go to the field and pick cotton and go to the field and raise corn and raise their chickens outside? That was hard. But now you can go to the grocery store and get some stuff. You're still complaining. And she said, bitch, I ain't complaining. I'm cooking cakes and pies. I'm cooking whatever, sweet potatoes. Y'all see what Jesus, when Good Friday comes, After we have our prayer, I'm laying the tape out. I'm going to tell you tonight, stop being stingy with yourself. You need to put on a pot of greens, some beans. Hey, put them on. Cook some cornbread or clack some bread or whatever you need. And so I'm eating for survival. I'm eating because God left me in to eat. Stop letting people make me sad. He said, well, I can't cook. Stop out of what you can't do. It is one time you couldn't cook because you didn't have nothing to cook. Because you out in the cotton field all day and all night. But now you've been free to cook, to go in the store, get what you want, and you ain't talking about going to get no Burger King, no McDonald's, no Wendy, all that. Cook a decent meal to clean your system out, your body. You need to clean your body so messed up. You stop eating all that junk food and try to eat some soul food. Amen. And that was wrong with lots of our children in mind and stuff because they eating the right food. It's all right to get your burger every now and then, but it's time you can lay back and say, I've got some cornbread and greens and mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, and I'm just going to throw down. Well, I can't afford it. You can afford anything. You want to stop saying what you can't afford. Because God got everything. All the gold, all belongs to God. Because you can't carry it with you. Why not you use it for your own thing? Okay, Mary, you can read.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
amen,
I will feel no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. Well, you know, it's good to be able to pray where somebody can listen to you, because that prayer might help somebody that really needs some help. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And I wanna send this hymn. It's a loss that the lady was telling me. It's a loss of sickness going around. So the lady called me last night to tell Bishop, tell him to wear their mask, keep the mask on. Well, I want to say to him, is a lot of this stuff is in the air. It's in the air. You know, when the man went down there in New York and put a mask on, you see, he opened up a smoke bomb. Oh, yeah, do put your mask on because you had the mask on already. I hope they had their mask on. Caught the man. But what I'm saying, it shows you how much the evil. It ain't just black, white. It's evil is evil. You know, evil don't come in colors. Evil is evil. But the devil comes to kill and destroy your body, your mind, your soul. And you got to say, devil, loose me and let me go. You know, I want to say that. Now, the 23rd Psalm of the Lord is my death. You got to tonight claim and confess the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, is your God. And when you begin to stand that I am a superwoman, I'm a superman, and when I call on God, they're going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. So you have not because you ask not. You know, you let everything pass you by. You wonder why. I ain't talking about black and white. I'm talking about the human race. I'm not talking about no drag queen tonight. No, I'm talking about God made a man to be a man. He made a woman to be a woman. Anything else is a lie. Let me say that again. God made you a man, and ain't nobody can change that. God made you to be a woman. And nobody can change, no law, no judges, no lawyer can change that. If they is a lie, they're lie, and the truth ain't in them. If you say you were born that way, you're a lie from the pits of hell, and the truth ain't in them. So lies have talked about children. Lies have messed up the mind of our nation. You can't stop guns, but you can go to the moon. You can't stop dope in Chicago and Harlem, but you can go to the moon. Trillions of dollars, you can't cure cancer, cataract, tumor, somebody lying. You can't cure people got breast cancer, people got strokes and stuff. You can't cure them, but you can take a plane and go to the moon. Somebody lying. But God said high, and he looked low. And God ain't made no mistake. And, you know, a lot of things they said to try to attract you from the truth, okay? Politicians, they lie to come to church, and when they win, you don't see them no more, okay? Because they get what they want. But I want to say to you tonight, God said high, and he looked low. And I want to pray tonight for you got special problems. You got bad news from the doctor. You got bad news from the hospital. So you got news that said you won't make it no more. You got news that said you're going to die. Young man got news that said, keep drinking, you have roasted at the liver. I told him Sunday, brother, put down the alcohol, you'll live. He had to go to the doctor. The doctor told him, said, you take another drink, you're going to die. Or he boohooing and crying. Woo! I said, brother, God has reached out and told you to back up from that alcohol or the dope or the drug. Or the cocaine, whatever makes you not serve God, you need to back away from it. If it's a man, if it's a woman, if it's friends, you should have your own mind. Related to, you know, mama got mentioned. I said, yes, she is. How did she get it? I don't know. I said, do you know how to get it? I don't know. You got to trust in God. They got people over in Africa. They ain't no nursing home. They children take care of. They got brothers over there. They're not in prison because they understand the law, the human law. Love ye one another as I love you. And ask for forgiveness. If them brothers and sisters ain't right, you know, right now we got brothers and sisters, they go to the drugstore with a pistol. That's hunting. They go to the beach with a pistol. They hunting. They go to a club with a pistol. You look at them. They hunting. But that got to be turned around to the point to know when Africans go out to hunt, they bring back some meat. They bring back, if they go out to hunt, they'll bring back some coconuts or something. But you don't bring nothing back. And, well, I want that car. If you want it, work for it. I want the car. I see somebody with it. That's jealousy. Whatever you need, God got what you need and got what you want. I'm going to ask Sister Kat to read 14th chapter of St. John, 7th verse. Sister Kat, you got the 14th chapter of St. John?
I do, Bishop.
Read it for
you. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. John 14. Verse 1 through 7 reads, do not let your hearts be troubled. Exercise faith in God. Exercise faith also in me. In the house of my Father are many dwelling places. Otherwise, I would have told you, for I am going my way to prepare a place for you. Also, if I go my way and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will receive you home to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. And where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you men had known me, you would have known my Father also. From this moment on, you know him and have seen him. And that's John 14, verse 1 through 7.
Bless you for that. I want to tell
thank you.
I thank you for that. But I want to say this here. What she was reading, Jesus, John said, well, Jesus, if you had known me. And what he was talking about, if you know my way, if you know your friend is a friend, if you know God, Jesus, if you know me, I'm in my Father in me, we're one. Lord, hallelujah. Whatever you ask this evening, God will give it to you. You have not, guess what? You ain't asking for nothing. You're asking for materialistic things. Ask for spiritual things. I like Matthew 6. Think Matthew 6. That says, seek first the kingdom of God. When you seek the way of God, you become a queen. You become a king. And all the other stuff. What the other stuff? Whatever you need, God got it. You have not, because you ask not. Seek first. What are you talking about, bitch? You walk in that anointing. You walk in that anointing. When you walk in the anointing of God, can't nothing touch you. When you walk in the word of God, I don't care what they don't like about you, but when you walk in that anointing, you're a different woman. You're a different man. And whoever trying to do something, God gonna let you know, because you're walking in the anointing of God tonight. You're walking in the power of God. That's when he told, you don't know me. If you know me, you know my Father. You know my Father, you know me. You don't know, because you're doing something else. Okay? And then reason, your friend, and they don't want to listen to you because they're doing something else. I was a young man called me from Texas. He said, Bishop, I have a problem. I said, brother, let me tell you something. You got to know when God is stepping in something. to turn some stuff around. He was crying. I said, hey, leave it alone. Walk away. Watch God. Let not your heart be troubled about nothing. Believe in God. Believe also me in my Father's house. That's many mentioned. Well, what are you talking about? That's a place for you. That's a place for you in your business. That's a place for you to call out. That's a place for somebody you need to get a word to. You know, that's a place. You say, in my Father's house, that many mentioned. What did I say when I told you? I go and pray a place for you. Where I will be, you'll be also. What are you talking about? The word. The word of God is in your heart. When you got the word of God, it don't never go away. It will always come back to you. And as you minister to somebody, you might minister to your husband, might be minister to your daughter, your son, your sister. And when you minister truth to them, they don't really want to hear the truth. As I minister the word to you tonight, all is well. I'm telling you, if God can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Well, I'm going to run to the hospital. I'm probably got the solution. It's good to go to the hospital. It's good to see a doctor. But you got to go higher than a medical doctor. You got to go higher to the Almighty God. When you sit down tonight, you read Psalm 23, you read St. John 14:15, read John, let your heart be troubled, read that, and then read Psalms 123 and Psalms 119. This is the Holy Week. This is a week for you to ask God to change your thoughts. If you got a problem, you've been holding it in, giving your family a note, you got to ask God to change it. And God's going to change it for you, man. Woman, God can change it right now. The twinkle of an eye, the angel will come. Raphael is a healing angel. And I want to tell you, the angel of God will come and comfort you and keep you to the next level. His vision, I've been trying for a couple of years to get my business off the ground. Give it to God. And God will give you an idea. God's going to give you revelation knowledge. And the widow woman had one whole cake. When the prophet came by, he said, give it to me. Now, some of you would have cussed the prophet out and said, get out of my house. I'm not going to give you my last bread and die. But she was looking at a man that had backup, had the angels with him, had the power of God with him. Whatever he said, God made it happen. So when she gave the whole cake, because she said, I'm going to eat this and die. But she ceded it to the prophet. Oh, y'all ain't good. Once she ceded to the prophet, which when somebody knocked on the door, said, I need a little meal, she didn't say, I ain't got none. She went in there and was coming up from the bottom. The man knocked on the door, I need a little oil. She didn't say, I ain't got none. When she pulled it out, it come up from the bottom. So what I'm saying tonight, whatever you need, God will give it to you. Shake and rattle, and God will give it to you right away. And people might not see that God has it on you. Don't worry about what people see. You worry about your relationship with God. You know, you got to say, God forgive me. The devil hold that against you. Well, you did this in 52, and you did this in. God don't forgive you, and you're moving on. And anybody bring that to you, I don't hear that. That's over and done. If you've been to prison, and you out, that's fine. Whatever you done did, you done paid for, you getting ready. God is getting you conditioned to open up a new business. He putting you around somebody can help you. He's putting you in a vibration where you can be able to help other people and they can help you. If you want money, he can put you around people, banking people, people that invest in. And God going to put you whatever kind of business you want, God gonna put it around you, and you got to make it work, quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's what you got to do, and God gonna make it work for you. Father God, we come into the hour, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and this whole week, somebody needed healing tonight. Somebody needed deliverance. God, we know that you're able to do it. We ask you to touch. God, we ask you to, I want you, God, to touch body, mind, soul, and spirit. Every man, every woman that's listening tonight. Glory, hallelujah. In the name of the Almighty God, I'm going to ask you, God, touch, heal, and deliver on this holy month, this holy week. Touch and move that man, that heart, touch right now. In the mighty name of the Almighty God, somebody I see even having a headache, they're gone. I'm getting revelation lots of their left shoulder, it's gone. Somebody in their back, their lower back, as I pray, it's going to go away. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, the young lady was calling me. She said, Bishop, something happened to my father. And I said, I know what happened. I know what happened. I had to look in the spirit. I had to call on him and see what would happen. And I got the word what happened to him in the spirit, where he was stomping and sick because all three people was involved in his murder. And his family members. See what I'm saying? Family members. See? And they won before they left. The man was already dead. And they said, well, we're going to call you when you get home because it was already done before he left the house. I say. That's why your father was stomping and raising Cain, because them is the murderers, and it's going to come to all of them that did him that way. I say. It's going to come back on them. I said, I want to take it back. I had to look in the spirit to see why sometimes people are so angry. If things don't happen, they're angry about it. And when they tell other people about it, so they ain't really receive it. See, some people they have come to and receive it, and some people they won't. Father God, we come in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, touch every letter, every telephone call, every donation. Father God, those that see it, they got to meet. And they see it, they're the missing man, they're going to see. Touch, heal, and deliver right now. Oh, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, touch right now. Open up every door. I told you.
Thank you. Thank you.